So this one is the AI Pro Bullet Plus, and this is a pretty unique camera because it is a server at the same time. It's 4K and it has great low light illumination. So when we're talking about nighttime color, this is what we're talking about. So this camera, even if it's completely dark, you would still be able to see and catch any color on your screen. So if you're covering a parking lot, if you're covering the front entrance of a building, so this camera can do it all. And now we're jumping to the demo to show you what I'm talking about. As you can see here, it is a traditional motion detection zone. So you draw something on your screen, you select a color, and any type of action that happened here will trigger an alarm. But in that case, it's an advanced motion detection, which means that you can choose a detection object. So in that case, you have human or vehicle, and I can create multiple. So I can create a corridor for only humans, a corridor for only vehicles, and it's also true if I'm looking at line crossing. So I can draw my line, decide from which side I want the alarm to be triggered, and for which object. This is what I mean by being flexible, is that with one camera, you're able to do multiple different detection at the same time. So for humans or for vehicles. And you can do that for loitering, object left, and a different of other applications. All right, so on the timeline, as you can see, it's already different. You have the timeline below with yellow boxes. And what I wanted to show is the abandoned object. So I have two boxes, one when the object appeared and one when the object disappeared. So being able to position these different zones, I'm able to assess the situation better. Flexibility is really important when talking about security, because again, this camera, I have a zone that can be triggered for a vehicle, one for a person, same thing for line crosses. I have my little box for abandoned object. So I can monitor a lot of space with only one camera because the AI is so good. It will not trigger a false alarm. If a pet or I don't know, something else, a bird, travel my line crossing, it will not trigger an alarm. If it rains, if it snows, and again, when we're talking about notification fatigue, this is a big step forward to be able to, again, receive the right information at the right time.